Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by RacePlays.com, RunCatalina.com, the Challenged Athletes Foundation. Check out any of our interviews on Babbittville on iTunes. Our next guest, Dr. David Clayton from Extreme Wellness Fitness. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Well, thanks for taking time. So first of all, take us back. Growing up, what were your sports?
So I was soccer and tennis.
Okay, you're a soccer and tennis guy. Through high school, college?
I was through high school, and I had a great time with it. But to be honest, I was not cut out for college sports. So I sat on the bench, and then I went home. So, and then ever since then, that's when I started spending more time in the gym. And that took me all the way through medical school, spending a lot of time just working out and staying fit. And then here we are today.
So did you know when you got into college, okay, I want to be a doctor?
I struggled a little bit with what do I want to be when I grow up,
yeah.
But it didn't slow me down. I did one of the accelerated pre-med programs, so unlike a lot of my peers, I made the decision very early to go into medicine, despite a little bit of that early uncertainty.
Okay, and was your family into medicine as well, your doctor?
I am the first doctor in my household.
Really?
The
first. Wow, your parents must have been ecstatic.
They are very proud.
So, in through the years, you were at Scripps. You became a doctor at New Jersey Medical School, undergraduate degree, chemical biology from Stevens Institute of Technology, MBA from Columbia. I mean, type of background that a mom and dad would be very, very excited about.
They were very proud, and I was the typical lifelong student. So one degree after another, and spent most of my time in New Jersey and on the East Coast, but my heart was always in San Diego. And
had you been here on vacation and just realized this is a place I want to be?
I did my medical training here. And even though it was the most grueling few years of my life, it was the most fun I ever had living down in San Diego.
When you talk about fitness, it's
paradise. Yeah.
So when you were working as a doctor, was there a point where you felt like, man, I wish I could do something to get to people before they're coming to see me?
There's two things that led me down the path that I'm on now. And one of them is hearing from a lot of my patients that they don't want to take prescription drugs. So we've all got this experience. You turn 40, 50, 60, whatever have you.
Yeah.
And the doctor is starting to put you on some of these medications that we know everybody is taking. It's the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the blood sugars. And it's always the same handful of medications for the same handful of conditions. And I was only 37 maybe, when my blood pressure, my cholesterol started to go up. Exactly.
And that was out here in San Diego.
I'm 41 now, so we're talking 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm working out regularly. I eat right. I'm a medical doctor.
Right.
And I'm responsible for helping my patients make the right decisions with respect to their own health. And here I can't even manage my own conditions.
So high cholesterol or higher cholesterol than you expected, higher blood pressure than you expected.
Both treatable. So, I mean, if I were me, I would have put me on some medications. But what I said was maybe I should have some more sympathy for my patients who are saying that they're already doing the right thing. They're eating right and they're exercising. And I said maybe it's just more complicated than we think it is, that it's not just being lazy, that it's actually, and it's not just aging either. It's actually just that we're making the same mistakes. And after 3 or 4 years of research right now, I can tell you that that's exactly the case, is that we all make very similar mistakes. And if you start to get everything right with diet and exercise and really spend high value time making those choices, it's really easy to reverse some of these conditions, and it really add years to your life, quality years.
Biggest mistake people make, because, I mean, obviously people live here in San Diego, they're doing triathlons, they're running, but you're also getting guys who are, like, doing that and going, God, I'm 50 years old, and my metabolism's on the side of a milk carton. I don't remember the last time. I feel like I'm working out as much as I ever have, but I'm gaining weight.
So there's five rules that I ask people to live by. And the first is the most important. And that is, if it wasn't around a million years ago, don't eat it. A lot of times we try to overcomplicate things by following the latest trend or, you know, the latest soundbite when it comes to nutrition. And it's hard to take those soundbites and the trends and turn it into a healthy lifestyle. So I ask my patients to, or my the members of my fitness club now, to follow that simple prescription. If it wasn't around a million years ago, don't eat it. Okay. And that means taking a lot of the foods that we consider to be healthy off the table. So your whole grain cereal, your oatmeal, your whole grain pasta, your wheat bread, all of those out the window.
So you basically eliminated my entire diet. Thank you very much with that. When did you get to the point where you felt like, okay, I need to do this full time? I've got this. You've got a job. You've got benefits. You're a doctor. I'm sure your wife's very excited about that. Then you make a decision that I'm going to go first, halftime to start your own extreme wellness facility. And then now full time. That's got to be pretty scary.
Yeah, and it's really two things. One is I'm really passionate about this. I have seen the way that it changes people when they receive the right supervision and the right guidance with diet and exercise, and when it's in the setting of a health club, which is where wellness should be. I mean, it shouldn't be in the hospital where you feel like you're going there to be sick. This should be in the health club. So number one, I'm super passionate about it, and I've seen what it can do for people. And number two is I know how many people could benefit taking their game up a notch with respect to diet and exercise, and that's why I feel strongly about putting full-time attention to this.
So your facility is in Sereno Valley area?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And how big a facility?
So I would call it a boutique fitness center.
Okay.
So it is 2,500 square feet. And everything is curated from the minute you walk in the door to help you achieve the results you're looking for from diet and exercise. So the fitness is prescribed. You don't do what you want to do when you come to my facility. You do what I tell you to do.
Oh, interesting.
And
okay.
I'm going to put you with a good group of your peers to do some really dynamic group fitness activity. So, you know, I'm going to mix it up for you every single day. We'll work balance, strength, core, flexibility. Everything that you would need to get in a workout, but you might not be consistent enough to get on your own.
So in this day and age, obviously, CrossFit, muscle confusion, you see the stuff on TV all the time. And I mean, for a lot of us who've gone into a CrossFit class and have you jumping up on the boxes, and you know, a lot of people have knees and hips and all sorts of different things, you look at that sort of as a young man's game.
It is a young man's game, and the CrossFit guys, they do a lot right.
Absolutely,
And what I do is I take some of that best practices from CrossFit and merge it with best practices from other disciplines such as Pilates or yoga or even physical therapy so that I can take a guy who's active in 50s or 60s, drop him into the program, push him hard, but not risk any injuries. And you're absolutely right, is that you've got to treat people differently as we get older. I can't do the same stuff I could when I was 18, and I wouldn't expect any of my peers in the gym to do it either.
So if I come into the gym, do I go through a blood panel? Do you analyze me? Because if I'm signing up for 24-hour fitness or something like that, I'm paying my money, and unless I hire a trainer, I'm pretty much on my own.
Yeah, and this is going to be exactly the opposite experience. So you're going to walk around 24-hour fitness or another big box fitness center, and you're on your own to cobble together your own diet and exercise program. When you come into my facility, you could certainly just jump into the workouts. I know you're an active guy. I know you could handle it already. So I might just drop you in. But if you said you wanted to take your health and your performance to the next level, I would do a whole baseline analysis, check blood markers for cholesterol, inflammation, blood sugars, all of the things that we know to correlate with health. And then I would help you massage the diet. I'd give you copies of some of my materials so that you could learn some of the nutritional aspects of the program. And then I would make sure that in 30, 60, 90 days, you're getting the results that you're going for. And it might be a better time on the triathlon, or it might be improving your waistline or the blood pressure. Who knows? For everybody, it's different.
And I know my buddy Larry White was one who told me about your program. And Larry's a guy who tries a lot of different things over the years. And we rode yesterday, and he's stronger than I've ever seen him. He's down about 20 pounds, I think, from where he was. And he basically says, listen, this is, you're not starving yourself. You're not eating. There's been so many of these diets. It's all bacon or all meat or all dirt or whatever it happens to be. He says, this is really normal stuff.
Yeah, it's got to be a livable prescription. Otherwise,
you
can't
stick
with it,
right? You'll burn out.
You're going to burn out. And I mean, there's no counting calories. There's none of that. Weighing food.
Yes.
None of the things that drive people crazy. Yeah. It's all about the all-natural diet and then focusing in on the, like I was saying before, the dietary mistakes mm-hmm. or the oversights that lead to poor outcomes. And I'll give you a good example.
You share. Yeah.
I know the one that Larry's talked about a lot to me because it's been very impactful for him is looking at the amount of sodium and potassium in his
diet.
Yes,
he mentioned that.
Yeah, and when I ask a room full of people, how do they describe their healthy diet? You'll get a lot of different answers, but nobody will say, hey, I eat healthy. I watch religiously sodium and potassium levels in the food that I eat. And that's one of the reasons why 75% of adults over 60 are going to be taking blood pressure medications.
Is that right? 75%?
Yeah, 30% of all adults and 75% of older adults. If you call 60 older, you're taking blood pressure medication. And even treated hypertension is going to almost double your risk of a heart attack or a stroke. So it's hugely important to fix that with diet and exercise. And Larry's a great example. I just talked to him today, and he said his blood pressure is down 20 to 25 points from where he started just a couple of months ago.
Right.
And you know, Larry's, he teaches spin classes. He's an avid cyclist. He was a strong athlete when I met him.
And the amount of workout that led between hot yoga and everything else, you look at him and go, okay, that guy should be skinnier. That guy, I mean, he's an amazing athlete at whatever size he's at. But it was like he couldn't figure out what to eat. And then he's not alone.
No. No, and I think your listenership, I know you've got a lot of dedicated athletes out there. But even the most dedicated athletes don't have the time or the background to study the research on fitness and nutrition and really get it all right. There's been 30,000 articles printed in medical journals just in the year 2014 on diet and exercise. So to cull through all that research and realize what are the best practices that you need to take away from all that in order to add valuable years to your life, or importantly right now, improve your health, your performance, your weight, all of that's a tough slog. So that's why tying it all together and just filling in the gaps in the program so that you find out, okay, Larry, you know, what are you missing here? And what if we change one or two things that you could be changing right now, how would that impact your life and your performance?
Again, we're speaking with Dr. David Clayton, and we're talking extreme wellness, fitness. When you look at most people, the nutrition side of things, and you're absolutely right. You go, hey, I'm going to the Jamba Juice, get myself a smoothie, right? And there's a lot of sugar in there. You mentioned sodium in particular and potassium. What type of levels should you be eating, and where are we being surprised by? A lot of times we wouldn't know where sodium is at and what level it's at.
Yeah, so if you rewind the clock a good 10, 20,000 years even, we were getting about 10 times more potassium than sodium in our all-natural food diet.
Okay.
And this is before we started changing our food supply. So your kidneys in particular are designed to filter out excess potassium in the diet and to retain sodium for dear life. Mm. Your body depends on having that sodium that's deficient in our all-natural diet because we need it to make ourselves healthy.
Right.
So today we get in even a healthy diet about 10 times more sodium than potassium. And our kidneys are having a tough time dealing with that. Mm. And they're also trying to regulate blood pressure and regulate our bone density, regulate our acid-base balance, regulate the amount of red blood cells that we have. So our kidneys have a lot of jobs that they do poorly when they're filtering a different environment. They're working too hard. They're doing a job they weren't designed to do. Our kidneys are really good at filtering out potassium, and now they've got to filter out sodium. So it's a tough job for a kidney. Now, where is all that sodium coming from, you ask?
Yes.
Yeah. So breads and grains are a huge source of sodium that we don't see.
Yeah, you think, hey, I'm having a sandwich on wheat bread. I'm having a turkey sandwich on wheat bread. You would think, okay, there's a couple slices of avocado on there. I am golden.
Right. So your turkey's been brined in salt water, so that's a problem right there. Yeah. Your bread's got sodium. Anything that we use to make our bread products rise has got sodium in it. So there's a lot of hidden sodium there, but the reality is that anybody who's making food for you, whether it's bagged or boxed or sold at a restaurant, is putting a ton of salt in it, because not only did your kidneys have this ability to excrete sodium, or sorry, to retain the sodium, but you developed a strong taste for sodium.
Yes.
We all have a strong affinity for it. So if I want to sell food, of course I'm going to put a lot of salt in it because I want to sell more food. And even low sodium options often have too much salt in it, because we know that if we take that away, people might balk at the taste. So at my gym, what we do is we've contracted with a local kitchen to make an entire line of nicely spiced pre-made meals. They run about $10 a piece, and it gives you an opportunity to grab some food that's been designed by me to keep the body healthy.
So you mentioned your five rules to live by, and I think we went through one of them. So give me the other.
I'll give you the highlights. So, and these five rules, if you just take these five rules and put them to use every single day, I can promise you it would take your whole fitness and nutrition to another level. First is, if it wasn't around a million years ago, don't eat it.
Okay.
Number two,
Velveeta was around a million years ago, right?
Maybe there's a loophole for
it'll live a million years
for the ancestral Velveeta.
Fritos. I don't think Fritos were there. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it gets rid of a lot of stuff. And no sodium, and increase the amount of potassium from fresh fruits and vegetables, which is where we're going to get most of our potassium in our diet. Increase dramatically the amount of fiber in your diet. Most Americans get 10 to 15 grams of fiber a day. Mm-hmm. You need 30 to 40 or more.
Really?
Our ancestors.
And where do you get that?
We're going to get that from fresh fruits and vegetables again. So a serving of fruits or vegetables, a cup of cooked vegetables or a medium-sized fruit has roughly 400 milligrams of potassium and about 4 grams of fiber. That's a rough guesstimate. So when you're talking about getting 40 grams of fiber, what we're really saying is get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And the good news is that that's only about 300 or 400 calories. So when you start thinking about it in calorie terms, it's maybe 2 yogurts worth of fruits and vegetables during the day, but that amount of fiber and potassium would easily hit the benchmarks that we'd be looking for.
Would you be juicing? I mean, do you recommend that, or you recommend just, because a lot of times when I see things on juicing, they talk about, here's this ridiculous amount of vegetables and fruit. There's no way you could eat all this, but if you juice it, you can.
And if you juice it, you can. So the next thing that I'm going to tell you that you need is antioxidants in the diet.
Okay.
And most of us are sorely deficient in cancer and heart disease fighting antioxidants. If I juice, I'll get the potassium and the antioxidants, because those will travel with the water.
Right.
But I won't get the fiber. So when you watch them making your wheatgrass juice at Jamba Juice and they throw that part out in the back.
You want that part.
You want that part. And that's why I love my Vitamix. So instead of juicing it, what we'll do is we'll blend and you'll get the whole food. You'll just get it in a liquid form.
Okay. And then so that I think we went through three. Did we go through three?
Right. So we did sodium and potassium.
Yep.
We did fiber.
Yep.
We did antioxidants.
Yes.
And then the last one is getting your healthy fats. So omega-3 fats we know to be healthy, but most of us still don't get enough. And these are important for heart health and brain health, but we're mainly missing them. So it's as simple as eating grass-fed beef.
So you're okay with beef?
We are okay with beef. So if you look at the trials on the Mediterranean diet and reductions in heart disease, what they find is that having less than one serving of beef per day, so let's call it 6 servings per week, and maybe about 3 or 4 ounces of beef would be a serving. So less than 6 of those servings a week got you into the lower risk of heart disease.
Okay.
So you can have some, but not as much as we have. And when you look at the nutritional characteristics mm-hmm. of grass-fed versus corn-fed beef, right. they are night and day. So you're going to get a lot of those healthy fats that don't raise your cholesterol levels right. and that reduce inflammation in the body if we're getting a pastured, free-range animal like our ancestors would have gotten many years ago.
So the other aspect that Larry talked about is when you're doing a workout class, start with a little flexibility, and
sure.
and then, but there's always a high intensity. Was it about 12 minutes or so of high intensity?
Yeah, what we do that's unique is design a high intensity interval training program mm-hmm. that's designed for people of any age. And I would feel safe dropping in anybody who's listening, no matter what their backstory, even if they haven't worked out in 20 years, I can drop them into my high intensity interval training program without worrying about them having an injury.
Okay.
And on the same note, I can have Larry, who's an accomplished athlete, in there and getting some good results. And the way we do that is we warm up the body through a series of yoga poses mm-hmm. and physical therapy exercises in order to build strength in damage-prone areas of the body like shoulders, back, knees,
yes.
the areas where all of our athletes listening have probably either worried about an injury or had an injury yeah. in the past. So we build strength in those areas of the body before we hit it hard. And that high-intensity interval training, when we think about CrossFit and
yes.
what they accomplish, that high-intensity interval training program works for them, and we also use it in cardiac rehab. So there's a lot of evidence showing that whether you're looking to increase the length of life or the quality of life or reduce your cardiovascular risk, that it is the intensity and variety of activity
yeah.
more than the duration that gets you your results.
It's a little muscle confusion like
that
they talk about.
It is.
It's really the real deal.
It is the real deal.
When you watch it on TV, and they very seldom talk diet. They always just show guys working out. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who figure, hey, I'm just going to do these workouts, and nutrition isn't really an element of it. And it's working out is great, but you have the push and pull. You have to do the nutrition.
Yeah, they have to fit together. If I was going to throw out a rule of thumb, I'd
yes.
say it's 70% nutrition, 30% exercise. But if you get them together, they are synergistic. I mean, people just transform their functioning.
So the other side of things, when you're talking about endurance athletes, and sometimes endurance athletes are doing, you know, Ironman, they're doing long distance events. And one of the things that's sort of drilled into us is more sodium.
Yep.
Right, that you're, and you see it. People are, you're trained for a long, you do a long bike ride, you can see the salt, right, on your
yep.
shorts.
Yep.
And you feel sodium depleted. And there's a thing in your head that, hey, I've got to take some salt tabs with me. I better make sure I put extra salt on my food before a major race.
Yep.
How important is that? Or is that a different gig?
You know, it's a good question, and most of us are getting so much extra sodium in our diets
mm-hmm.
that we don't need the extra salt when we're going out for a typical endurance run.
Right.
So if it's an hour, if it's 2 hours even,
right.
you know, are we losing that much salt that it puts our life at risk, or is it really just getting us back into balance?
Mm.
And I use a brand called Hammer Heed, which...
Hammer's great.
And the reason why I pick it among all of them is because it's only about 40 or 50 milligrams of sodium per serving. And I'm comfortable knowing that no matter how long I'm on my bike or out for my run, that it's enough to keep my body balanced without overdoing it.
Yeah. Endurance athletes tend to go over the edge a little bit in terms
yeah.
of, you know, somebody says, hey, take a little salt, and they take a lot of salt.
Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, when we were 18 or 20, you could carbo load, you could take a ton of salt tablets, and you were looking great, and you were feeling great and performing
yeah.
at a high level. But I think we all know somebody, or we've been that person who trains for a marathon and gains 2 or 3 pounds. Or we've been working out and doing our endurance training, but the blood pressure, the cholesterol don't improve. And body chemistry starts to be a lot more complex as we get older, and you've got to be pulling the right levers in the diet in order to see results.
Was it hard for you to leave medicine after, you know, again, mom, dad, wife, everybody's like, hey, that's your goal is to become a doctor. You're there. Do you ever go, gosh, you ever second guess yourself on doing what you're doing?
You know, I've got a 3.5-year-old boy, and uh-huh. he comes with me to the gym couple times a week.
Yep.
And he knows that I'm a doctor, and he knows that what I do every day is do push-ups with the people around me. And he thinks that being a doctor means working out with your patients and running a fitness facility. And my thinking is that if I'm right, maybe in 20 or 30 years, that will be the case, that being a doctor has a broader definition than just prescribing drugs, that you can actually accomplish a lot in a fitness facility or a similar center without needing to pull out your prescription pad. I mean, I'm happy that people are throwing away pills rather than me writing them.
Have you seen a lot of that where your guys were on high blood pressure medicine and they're on cholesterol medicine, and through exercise, you've been able to wean them?
Let me tell you, Bob, half of the people who step footed through the door throw away a medication within the first 12 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be rewarding.
It's rewarding, yeah.
And so where is the facility? And for people to find out more information, I'm sure you're online.
Yeah. So online, we're at extremewellness.club, and we are right here in Sereno Valley, right by the 8055 merge.
Okay.
And for anybody who's listening, come in, check it out. Happy to throw in a copy of my book to anybody who mentions Babbittville
there
when they
we
walk
go.
In the door.
The Clayton MD Total Health Program.
Yep. Mention Bob Babbitt and get a free book.
Oh, yeah. You get a bag of Fritos. I love that. Now, are you doing some racing and things like that yourself?
So I spend all of my time in the gym. And,
yeah, you're working out every day.
Yep. The last race that I did was the La Jolla Half, and that was probably 3 or 4 years ago now. So
you feel that you might be in the best shape of your life? Because you think about it, you're working out with everybody.
I'm 100% confident that I'm in the best shape of my life.
Yeah. Wow. And in terms of getting rid of all the medication that you were on, gone?
Yeah, my blood pressure was in the 140s, 150s, and even just about 2 months ago, I got myself down to 90 over 60.
Wow.
Which is not where it is all the time, but right now I'm around 115 or so systolic, and that's normal for me, 30 points below where it was. Cholesterol, I cut by half. So no medications.
Do you ever get the cravings of, hey, I need a burrito, I need an ice cream sundae? And how do you, can you replace some of that stuff, in your head that goes, you know, hey, I want to reward myself for a great achievement?
Yeah, you know, I don't, for one thing, I don't try to reverse engineer a healthy pizza or a healthy Subway sandwich. I mean, you know, you just do without them. You know, I'd say most of the people who are successful following my program admit to about 80% adherence to the diet.
Yes.
So we're all making some accommodations here and there. And we're not, you know, none of us are immune to grabbing an unhealthy, tasty food now and then.
Right.
What I encourage people to think about is in terms of any deviation from what I call our ancestral diet, that which existed a million years ago.
Right.
Any deviation from that is a cheat, call it. So if I have a slice of pizza, that's a cheat. If I have a Coke, that's a cheat. And if you're having more than one or two cheats per week or per month, then you can expect not to get the same results. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think where most people make a mistake is we say, well, I only had fried chicken once this week. I only had ice cream once this week. I only had pizza once this week.
So then that's three.
Right. There's three, right? But but in your mind, it's one, one, and one.
Right. Best success story in terms of somebody you work with who came in and you're like, whoa, this is going to be a little bit of a challenge. You don't have to give me a name, but just what the symptoms were, what their weight was, and what the result was.
You know, I've got a lot of great success stories, but there's one gentleman who was in his mid-60s, and he had not worked out in years. And he came into my facility. I talked him into coming down.
Yeah.
He was one of my patients, one of my earliest patients to do this with. And he started getting lightheaded every time he worked out. And we did test after test and couldn't figure out why he kept getting lightheaded during his workouts until we did a stress echocardiogram, which was a third level of cardiac testing that I'd ordered in succession. And it turned out he had 6 major blockages of his arteries. In 24 hours, he'd been admitted to the hospital and had 11 stents.
Oh, my God.
Today,
And if he hadn't come to see you, he was a walking time bomb, basically.
He was the guy who was going to have a fatal heart attack running for the bus.
Right.
And everything was just closing in on him. And until he got to exercise in a controlled setting, there was no way to know that any of this. He actually passed the first two cardiac tests that I sent him for. So a standard treadmill test, he aced.
Yeah, it didn't pick it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So now when we fast forward 2 years, he is literally half the man that he was before. So he weighs half as much.
Wow.
He's only taken one medication. Stents are completely clear. And he is one of the strongest men in the program right now.
And he probably surprised himself because, like you said, he wasn't really an athlete.
No,
and now he's
himself.
An athlete.
Exactly. Picture totally transformed the way he views himself.
When you think of fitness centers, and there's been a lot of changes for positive. It used to be the whole idea of a fitness center was you promote a lot around the end of the year and New Year's, get people in, pay your $99.95, and hopefully they never come because you're overselling the thing. Now, there's a lot of Lifetime Fitness, and some of these clubs, they want people to come. They want them to get fit. But at the same time, they're not doing what you're doing. You're more of a boutique thing. For you to, is the goal down the line to grow this around the country? Because obviously it's hard to make a huge living off of one facility.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I would be thrilled if I could reach people, you know, everywhere with the experience, because I know how great it's been for the people who take part here.
Right.
And when we look at the popularity of the yoga studios and CrossFit, there's a reason why they're so popular. It's because you get to know people there. It's a social experience.
It's like Cheers without the beer.
Now I can tell you that two things. One is, it's the place that I most like to be other than my own home.
Yes.
And number two is that for a lot of the guys in their 50s or 60s, the boutique fitness trend hasn't hit them yet. So there's nowhere that you can walk in off the street and have that cheers moment when you see a bunch of guys your fitness level, where you're going to push it hard, do a lot of team-based exercise, have a good time, and go home. So I think it really does fill a need that I've seen so far, not only as a physician wanting to be able to refer somebody to a place where they can get good practice, but also just where you can get that boutique experience in your own backyard.
So for people who are interested, extremewellness.club, Dr. David Clayton has been our guest. He's the director, fitness instructor, basically everything that goes on there, probably sweeping up afterwards, locking it down, all of that.
If it happens there, it's probably me.
Love it. Yeah. Just like every other doctor is doing right now.
Exactly.
But you're prescribing fitness, which is better than medication.
It is true. And I would say that even if you're a triathlete or if you've been doing the Ironmans, there are few people that I've met where I can't take their performance up a notch. So it really does help anybody at any fitness level to accomplish whatever goal they're looking for, whether it's lose an extra couple of pounds, take their speed up a couple of notches, or, you know, round out some of the areas of their health where a lot of us have that experience. You go to the doctor, you say, hey, I've been doing everything great. And then it's like a drive-by shooting. They say, well, Bob, you know, your blood pressure's gone up, your cholesterol's gone up. And it's like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, you figure you're doing everything right. Well, I'm a perfect example. Turkey sandwich on wheat bread with little avocado. I'm like, I'm golden. Meanwhile, I'm Mr. Sodium.
Give me 30 days, Bob.
30 days, baby. Yeah. We're going to do it. Dr. David Clayton has been our guest. Thank you, David. I appreciate you coming in.
Hey, I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Always a lot of fun. This is Babbittville Radio. We're brought to you by RacePlace.com. RunCatalina.com. We've got Catalina Eco Marathon coming up in November. Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've now raised over $65 million to keep people in the game of life through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.